Back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and our impacts and relationships with that environment. I'm Chris Cherniak.
I'm Nell Larson.
And joining us for the last 10 minutes or so is Naomi Smith. She is a junior.
Sophomore. Going to be a junior.
Yeah, you're going to be.
Well, yes. So, a rising junior, is that the term?
Round up. It's almost the end of the year. So just feel free to round up.
Yeah.
A future junior at Park City High School. And she's here to talk about, among other things, her attendance at this climate strike event down in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And also, if we have some time, talk about some other things you're doing with respect to environmental pursuits at the high school with the Conservation Council, et cetera. So first, let's start with this event. It was held last month.
Yes, that's right.
And it was held during a school day.
It was, yes. So that was the main purpose. They wanted it to be on a school day to really show that we are missing an educational event in order to educate other politicians. That was our main goal.
Okay. So you cut class, you and a bunch of friends.
Yes.
And then hopefully carpooled down to, where was the event held?
So the event was held at the Utah State Capitol, and we rallied in front of the building so everyone could see us. Everyone who drove past, everyone in the building, everyone could see us.
And who was there?
So there were around 400 students participating, and there were lots of main organizers from different schools in northern Utah, and everyone had huge signs, and we just wanted to make a huge point out there. There were lots of little kids too, which was amazing.
Little kids,
so, yeah,
skipping preschool.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
it.
yeah.
Okay, and how many students from Park City High went?
I'd say around 20 students from Park City High School.
Great,
which was an awesome turnout.
Did anyone of them give talks? Is that what was went on? The students gave talks about their inputs and ideas and attitudes towards climate change.
Yes, there were lots of speeches being held by, like, you could just go up and give a speech. I didn't personally, but a couple of Park City High School students did give speeches, which was great.
Okay, and what was kind of the theme of the speeches? The overall idea that was being shared?
So, I mean, the overall idea of the speeches was basically to just share their opinion. And they also, we all felt like we belonged down there because we all had this passion for what we believed in.
Right.
And they just wanted to share with us what they're doing in their lives to try and change the climate in action. So what they're doing to try and reduce the impact of climate change in their personal lives, which was really helpful because I learned a bunch of stuff that I wouldn't have known about before.
So did you and your classmates leave feeling energized, angry? What was kind of the mood, you know?
Oh, we felt so empowered. We it was like a really inspiring event. It really made me want to do more in the community, like Park City, but also more in Utah to change things. And I want to inspire more of my students for and influence them to recognize the changes that they should be making.
So what are some of the changes? Let's say you learned a few things you weren't aware of. So what might that include? Give us some examples.
So I really learned about the impacts of eating meat at that event. Many kids there were vegetarian, and now I'm a vegetarian as well. I changed my ways
because of that?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Wow, that's a big change.
Yes, it is, and I inspired my family to become more vegetarian as well. Yeah.
That could get some pushback, but inspired.
But you say more vegetarian, right? So taking a few steps in that direction.
Yeah. Good point. The little steps make a huge impact and a huge difference, I believe. That's how action is done.
Right. So, yeah. That's a good point. You can take small steps, but when hundreds and thousands of kids take small steps, it starts to mean something.
Yes.
The power of the collective. Okay. But you also were special because you got interviewed by KUER.
Yes.
You were on NPR.
I did.
Good
that
job.
That was fun. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that was the climate strike. We got a few more minutes. You then wrote an op-ed for the Park Record about that event.
I did.
That's great. And you've written some pieces, journalistic pieces for the school newspaper.
Yes.
So is this is the environmental field something you might pursue, let's say, in college, take classes in that or so?
I definitely, if I don't go into an environmental career, I would definitely want to at least take a class about, like, environmental science, because it really interests me. I have a passion for it, but I'm not sure if I want to pursue it in the future. But I like to try and do what I can with it while I'm in high school.
Great. And speaking in high school, you're a member of what's called the Conservation Council.
Yes.
What is that about?
So we are sort of an environmental club that really tries to change the school's ways by recycling more. We want to try and get composting. We just want to really inform students to recycle and make a difference in their personal lives, because every step makes a difference and
again,
counts.
Every step, okay, yeah. Whether it's saving electricity,
yes,
saving on water, watching what you eat.
Yeah.
You know, my idea at the high school, they need to tear up some of that grass and replace it with gardens.
Yes,
so
that's
it can
a great
be
idea.
It can be sources of education, yeah. Right?
That's right.
Right? Plus, you're growing some, maybe a few vegetables, but learn about...
Yeah. Right, learn about how to grow. And
grow, yeah, and pollinator species and stuff. Mm-hmm. Incorporate, bring that into the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's lots of opportunity, and that's what the Conservation Council was involved in.
Yes.
And you, as a future junior, will be continuing to be a part of that.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So last minute or two, you went to Costa Rica.
I did.
And you said you experienced some things down in Costa Rica,
yes,
that were encouraging. They have a very environmental mindset.
They do. According to the World Energy Council, they're the second most environmentally friendly country in the world.
Really?
Which really surprised me, because such
we're
a
first,
small...
We're first, right?
No.
No. Third?
I don't know what
last,
the U.S. is.
Somewhere
yeah,
around
probably,
last.
Yes. Yeah.
Trending down.
Yeah.
But, okay, the second was environmentally friendly, and so you saw examples of that.
Oh, yes. So in every restaurant, they use compostable straws, which they're really trying to make an environmental difference.
Yes.
Which I think is amazing. We
Good.
Should follow their we'll example.
Perfect. And we're going to end it on that.
All right.
Naomi Smith. A future junior at Park City High School, a member of Conservation Council, among other things, and budding journalist and such. Thank you so much for taking the time
Thank you
to
for
share
having
your
on the
experience.
Show.